Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, learn English with news. It's Thursday the 18th of April and today's news story is about the Olympic Games because now it's less than 100 days to go. But are Parisians happy about it? Well, before we find out, let's take a look at some vocabulary. So here we have some keywords that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not know or you might not be sure about. So listen very carefully for these words. At the end, we'll come back to look at what they mean and how I use them. But for now, try to listen out for them and understand what they mean based on the context. The first word is a noun, countdown. So that's one word. What is a countdown? Next, a verb, showcase, to showcase. Next, we have a noun, poll, P-O-L-L, poll. And then we have an adjective, grumpy, grumpy. And finally, a verb, long, L-O-N-G. So not the adjective, but the verb, to long for something or to long to do something. Okay, those are the keywords. See if you can understand them. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. The countdown has begun. We are into single figures for the number of days until Paris hosts the Olympic Games. Every 4 years, the world's top athletes arrive in a major city to showcase their incredible ability. But not everyone in the French capital is enthused. In fact, many Parisians say that they plan to work from home or even leave the city while the event takes place in July and August. People have been complaining about the busy streets, road renovations, and construction work taking place as Paris prepares for the Games, and they worry it can only get worse. In fact, the level of excitement is so low that a poll last month showed that only a third of French people felt enthusiastic about the event. Bastien, who works in the city, told me that he's going to work remotely during the Olympics. He said, "I know I'm supposed to be excited, but I'm not at all. It's already a mess in Paris. Can you imagine how bad it's going to be?" Others worry about safety, with the French government raising its security alert to its highest level in response to recent global events. When London hosted the event in 2012, I have to admit feeling negative about the whole thing. I thought it would be a nightmare, but I was wrong. The city had an amazing atmosphere throughout the 2 weeks. Although I didn't attend any of the events, I went to Hyde Park with friends to watch the 200 metres final on the big screen. The weather was great. Everyone was happy and everything was working well. As soon as it ended, everything went back to normal. Everyone seemed to be grumpy and in a rush. The trains were back to being delayed and I longed to go back to those two happy weeks. So maybe it won't be as bad as some people think it will. If you're French, and particularly if you're in Paris, are you excited about the Games or are you planning your escape from the city? And that's today's news story. Okay. Let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. The key words. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Okay, the first, countdown. The countdown has begun. A countdown is counting numbers in reverse towards zero, often to mark an event. So in this case, the countdown to the Olympics. Next, showcase. I said that every 4 years, the world's top athletes arrive in a major city to showcase their incredible ability. Showcase means to exhibit or display something, to show something. Okay, next, pole. The level of excitement is so low that a poll last month showed that only a third of French people felt enthusiastic about the event. A poll is a study where people give their opinions on a topic. Next, grumpy. I was explaining what happened at the London Olympics in 2012. I said that after the Olympics, everyone seemed to be grumpy and in a rush. Grumpy means in a bad mood. And the last word, to long. I longed to go back to those two happy weeks. To long to do something or to long for something is to have a strong wish or desire. To long. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. If you missed anything from today's episode, then you can find the full transcript with the keywords on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And there you'll also find a video comprehension quiz to test your understanding. If you're interested, you can join the fan club by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I'll leave a link in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another new story on Sunday.